I'm in the studio with the Volk brothers tonight. Brian is a pediatrician and John is an illustrator. They are both husbands and fathers and Cincinnatians. They've collaborated on a beautiful book of poetry, with Brian providing the poems and John illustrating them. Their book is titled Flesh Becomes Word. I'm happy to say it is published by our very own Dos Madres Press here in Cincinnati. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I want to find out a little bit of the backstory about this book, because I'm wondering if collaboration was always a part of your lives, or as children, did you have some of the usual tugs of war that some of us experience? So then from that, how did the idea for the book come together for you to collaborate? So, Brian, let's start with you.
I am older than my brother by 14 years. So we had a little less of the conflicts that sprung up between, say, me and my brother, who's somewhat older by only 4 years. So there wasn't quite as much of that tussle and struggle. I have been interested in writing for a long time, and that was part of the whole war in me. The struggle was between medicine and writing. And trying to do both has always been a challenge. There are people like Robert Coles who make that seem effortless, but for us mere mortals, it's a challenge. Anyway, I have been writing poems more or less seriously for almost 20 years. And some of these poems go back almost that long, although they've undergone a great deal of revision. My brother, his visual art has always interested me because we both come from a family that's absolutely riddled with visual artists. And I got none of that talent. And so to see what he is able to do with story and with the body, both those topics that interest me a great deal, has been a joy. So while I was initially planning this book and talking to Robert Murphy over at Dos Madres Press, the idea came to me of having the illustrations done by my brother. And I remember that we had a conversation while the two of us were walking through Krohn Conservatory, and I said, so this poetry book might actually happen, and I want you to do some drawings for it. That's at least what I remember. I don't know if you remember things differently, John.
John, you want to pick it up from there?
I would say that this was a journey for me that started probably many years ago. Being a father and a husband and an artist means that it's hard to find time to do some of the things you're passionate about. And Brian gave me a gift quite a few years ago by paying my way out to a retreat called the Glen Workshop, where I got to see my brother in his own element and meet people who were passionate about writing and songwriting and drawing and painting, and seeing the value of having a community of artists who did different disciplines but wanted to share what they were passionate about. I had never really been exposed to poetry, much less writing in that regard, and seeing and hearing these amazing pieces and meeting these amazing people really changed my perspective. And I think that was the beginning of understanding the potential of being in an environment of people who really weren't concerned about fame, but just pursuing what they loved. And that, coupled with seeing my brother pour his passion into writing and starting to read his work and hear his work read at different readings at this retreat and both elsewhere, I was interested in what he was doing. And I should also say that our father was really interested in words, was really interested in reading, and he passed away before I became a father. So I'm in a place where I'm trying to remember and reconnect with my father in a way. Connecting with my brother on this project is kind of a step towards that direction. So just the ability to read his poetry and see how visual it is, for me, was the easy part with coming up with ideas. The hard part was trying to trim them back.
Often the case. Let's hear one of the poems that does have an illustration with it. It's titled Luke Remembers.
Luke remembers. He was fond of eating. So bread from stones hurt more than you can know. But he knew how to dine, sought companions, never ate alone. each meal ingathering a scattered brood under mortal wings. Always among them a stranger, found wholly broken, embraced, forgiven, fed. You Greeks puzzle me. Words are your world, explaining everything. We foreigners learn at the table. When words fail, we feed each other and feast again as guests.
There are three specific men in the image that goes with us. Who are these fellows?
I just pictured a large table or a gathering of people just enjoying food. I love to cook, and Brian loves to cook. I really enjoy getting together with people who enjoy food and enjoy company. And for me, that was the image that I received, is how food can be a language of love and can be a language of acceptance, welcoming. It's something that families do together, but it's not just a sense of biological family. It's who do you consider your family beyond bloodlines. And for me, I was just thinking of just an assortment of people gathering at a table. And I wanted to focus on more than one, but not too many to where it felt impersonal. So I chose three, and just at different stages of receiving and eating, and that was my main focus.
And representative of different races and mm-hmm. cultures. One of the things that is interesting about your poetry, Brian, is that, as one poet told me recently, you find text everywhere. So there are a lot of different inspirations for your poetry. And I found the next poem that you're going to read, Morning Rounds, Children's Hospital, especially touching. So read that for us, if you would, please.
Let me say a thing or two first before I read it. Thank you for inviting me to do so. The poems should ideally stand on their own and would require no explanation. What I would encourage is revisiting the poem to find if there's anything more after the first reading. But in particular, this poem was inspired because I am a pediatrician and a hospital pediatrician at Children's Hospital, that we have such wonderful words we say, and we say them often during our conversations as physicians, as medical professionals of all sorts, and we don't savor them. So this is a reflection on those words and the narratives we share, and a call to enjoy and to relish them. Morning Rounds, Children's Hospital. Gathered at the door, reciting litanies, our stories cross, tangle like skeins unspooled on a polished floor. How sad when mysteries are spoken. Serratia marcescens, velopharyngeal, torsade de pointe. No one stops to savor, stroking syllables with glistening tongues, as I still taste your secrets in morning's unsaid memory. Unloved below the window, dark grackles, leaf naked trees, chanting rude whistles and growls, coveting sounds they cannot say.
We have time for one more short poem. If you would, leave us with a kiss tonight. Read you, please.
This is an exercise in the short poem, the one-sentence poem, and it's, of course, to my wife, Jill. I should point out that the book is dedicated to both my wife, Jill, and to John's wife, Melissa. And this one is entitled, You. How is it when the world dims into endless grayness, there is such incandescent warmth in your caress?
Thank you. I want to thank you both for joining us tonight. It's been delightful talking with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been talking with John and Brian Volk about their illustrated book of poetry titled Flesh Becomes Word, published by Dos Madres Press. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.